On this feast of All Souls Day, we gather here fittingly in semi-darkness, and we do so in order to accompany those of our friends and our family who have gone on before us. Some may well have left the world having achieved the perfection for which they were created, and having fed on the body of the Lord, and having been washed in the blood of the Lord through the Eucharist, they are probably then in the heart of God and with Him. But many of us who die are not yet perfect, and it is unthinkable that even though we consume the food of perfection, we have fallen short in many ways of being perfected by that which we have taken. And our journey therefore continues through the darkness of our own faults and our own weaknesses and our own sins. But we are not alone, for those gathered here this evening have not abandoned their dead. They have come here to pray for them, to be their companions, to share with them the journey that they are on through the darkness and into the light. We do so in prayer, in sacrifice, through the sacrifice of the Mass, through our care, our concern, our remembrances, all of those things. For death does not separate us from one another. It changes the relationship. If our parents or grandparents or relatives or friends have gone before us, how unthinkable it is for Christians to abandon them in the darkness. How wonderful it is when we ourselves can come and share their journey with them. For as we needed them in this life, they need us on their journey into God. In the Old Testament, the great warrior Judas Maccabeus, when he had many of his soldiers fallen on the battlefield because they had disobeyed the Lord, he offered sacrifice for them in the temple, in order, he said, that in death their sins might be atoned. It was the living who reached out to assist the dead in the journey through darkness and the journey into light. They have within them the blood of the Lord, and they are preparing for that to wash them clean in the blood of the Lamb. But as of yet, there is still a ways to go. There is still an increasing consciousness of the gifts that God has given to us. There is a confrontation with the ways in which we have failed in our life. And we all know that part of the maturing process is we face our failures as well as our success. We face our sins as well as our virtues. And the deeper we see into that reality of our lives, the freer we are to accompany the Lord. What we leave undone, we depend on friends and family to do for us. Here this evening, you are making a journey with parents, with grandparents, with brothers and sisters, with children, with extended family. You're still with them, and they reach out to you for help. They reach out to you to assist them on the road into perfection and eternal life. What a wonderful thing, then, for you to gather here this evening to actively participate in their journey. Let them hang on to us as we on to them, appreciating what they have given us in the past, and being joyful that we now can return that gift to them in their experience of a passageway, of a pilgrimage into the kingdom of God, into the heart of the Lord itself. And so this evening, as we eat the flesh of the Son of Man and we drink his blood, it is a call to us to conform our lives to him. But we rest in the assurance in our frail humanity that what we fail to achieve will be done for us by those we will leave behind. Let our prayer always deepen, and let our prayer always be constant, that together, all of those who were gathered into our lives remain gathered together, remain on the journey to perfection and to the heart of God.